We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting 3/4 of the way, or 2/3 of the way down Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're starting 18 lines from the bottom. The first word in line is Aleha. We're starting from Mai Behemtam Shel Tzadikim. We're down Daf Zayin, 2/3 of the way down Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Zot the Gemara. We had already 3 Gemaras where we had Chashuv of people who ate something, and we said it can't be that he made a mistake, because Behemtam Shal Tzadikim wouldn't make this mistake, so how could it be that a Talmud Chacham we have such a mikshel like that? We had a story with the Shchitas Kusi. That was one of the mices we had. Shchitas Kusi, there it said that Rav Yechanan or Rav Asi even Shchitas Kusi says, oh, maybe they didn't hear about it. Said it can't be, because Behemdom Shal Tzadikim doesn't make such a mistake. How could they make such a mistake? We had another mice with eating from Demai, where there was a case where there was Yayin mixed with Bayim, and Rav Zera didn't eat, and Rav Asi ate, and it couldn't be there. Rav Asi made a mistake, so the word came out, no, it must be Taruvah's Demai is not also. That was the second case. And we had a third case. We had a case where Allah, where Rav Meir ate the Allah Shal Yarek, and we said it can't be that he's just making a mistake, because Hashto Behemtom Shal Tzadikim don't have a mikshof, sure, tzaddikim himself. So what is the story of Behemtum Shal Tzaddikim? Ma Behemtum Shal Tzaddikim? Zot the Gemara, the Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, Avikazal Pinin Shvuim. Rav Pinchas Ben Yor was going one time on a shlichus of a mitzvah. He was going to be paid to someone who was captured. So on the way, Pogabe Beginoi Nahara. He encountered the Nahar called Ginoi. It was like the river Ginoi. And he couldn't get across it. There was no bridge. And it's a big raging river. He couldn't get across it. Amalei Ginoi. Cholokli meimach, meimecham. Why don't you split the waters? I go across. Ve'evabach, and I go across. Amalei ato ha'ilik lasis v'tzayin kaincha. You're taking going from mitzvah. You're doing the ratan of Hashem. V'ani ha'ilik lasis v'tzayin kaincha. But I'm also doing ratan of Hashem. Hashem wants me to flow into the yam. Like it says in the pasuk, kol ha'necholam holchem le'yam. So I'm doing the will of Hashem also. You ato sofik oisah sofik yat oisah. Your mitzvah is not even sure going to happen. You're going for the mitzvah of pitin shvuim. It might not even work out. By me, it's a vaday. Ani vaday oisah. I'm doing my vaday. So why should I split for you? Amalei emi ato choylek gozrei alecha shloyav ruvach mayim loylam. So if you don't split, I'm going to make a gzera that your water won't flow forever. And basically, what Mashal is saying, he's telling you like this: you're talking on a sofik, but my suffix is better than your suffix because I can even stop. Better than your vada because I can even stop you. I have a bechir, I can even stop you. The Mashon would do a basra ask that if you can stop the water, why don't you just make him split the water? Make Zerah to split the water. So he says that splitting the water is less derech hateva than stopping the water. Stopping the flow, you can redirect the flow somewhere else. Mashenkin, splitting, making a kriyas yam, so that's a harder thing to do. So he said, if you don't split, I'm going to be geizer, you shouldn't have water at loylam. Cholaklai. So he split, the water split. Havahu Gavra, there was another person behind him, Davadori Chitla Pischa. He was carrying Chitim for Pesach, for Matzahs, which is also a mitzvah to be have Matzah Shmura, to watch the Matzah from the Tchina of Eilech, from when it's ground. Omalei, Choluk Lei, Naim Lahai, the mitzvah asik. Split for him also because he's in the middle of a mitzvah. Choluk Lei, so the water split for him as well. Havahu Taya, the love of Adah, a certain non-Jew that was also walking with them. So split for them as well. He shouldn't say, look, this is what you do for the people who walk with you. You leave them behind. So the water split for that guy as well. Look how big Pichas Vyar is. He's bigger than Moshe of Shishim Rivium. He's bigger than Moshe and the 600,000 Yidin. There was only one time the water split. Here it split 3 times. No, it's not right that he's bigger. Because here was only one time it split. Just what happened was that they were scared it's going to close back up. So he said, wait, don't close back up until the other two fellows walk over the water. So therefore, it's really a one time split. Mar says, yeah, you're right. Alek Moshe v'shisim Rivian. Pichas Vyar is like, he's just as big as Moshe Rabbeinu 600,000. And it's talking a little shver. How could it be? We know that the biggest nisim we have in Klal Yisrael's history is Kriyas Yamsuf, and here Pichas Vyar has Kriyas Yamsuf, and like it's like nothing. What's going on over here? So the Chaim HaKadosh in Amparas B'Shalach says it's not shver at all. The Kriyas Yamsuf is koydim matan Torah. The bria is not meshubid to anyone, But after Matan Torah, any Loimet Torah, the Bria is Meshuvah to the Loimet Torah. And therefore, it's not such a big Chiddush that Rav Pinchas Yara forced the water to split, because the world is Meshuvah to the Loimet Torah. Ayin Shom, it's in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk of Zayin, on the word La'esonoi. Ayin Shom, this is the Aruch Chaim's Kodesh Mahalach. He has it a few times, this Mahalach about Torah, he has it a few times. He says it also in Parashas, in a different idea, in Parashas Ve'era, there it says that they Shom Al-Moshe Mekotze Ruach Mavayda Kasha. He said they couldn't hear Moshe. You know why? Mekotze Ruach means they didn't have the Torah yet. After you have the Torah, you're a different person. So he's middle of his shlichus. Iklal Hu'ashbiza. So he got to in on the way. He stopped to go sleep. So he got to the inn, and Ramulei Sarei Lechamrei. The innkeeper gave, the innkeeper was a yid, Pashazam Aretz, and he gave the barley to the chamar. The chamar did not want to eat the barley. So he didn't know what was going on. Top on base now. Chavatinu. So he sifted it again. The owner, the shpizer, the innkeeper, sifted it again in order, because maybe he thought maybe it didn't look good for the behemoth. Le'ocha still needed. Nakrinu. So he took it out by hand. He did it by hand. He got out all the rocks and the stones. He made it very clean. Le'ocha didn't eat. Amalu Dilma. So the Rav Pinchas Yara saw what was going on. Amalu. So he said to the innkeeper, Dimaloi ma'asrin. Maybe he didn't take ma'aser. That's what he's not eating. Asrinu va'ochal. It took ma'aser and he ate. Omar, so Pinchas Yara said, Aniyazu, this poor chamar who doesn't have any food to eat, Heleches lasis ritzoin koina. He's trying to do the will of his creator. You're giving him tevel. So this is the animal of Pinchas Yara who's makbid not to eat any tevel. So the Mashal is bothered here a little bit. And he's asking that really a chamar is not mechuyev in mitzvah. So what's the problem over here? Why is the chamar? It's actually this is a marsha, not a chedusha agadus, a chedusha halachas. He says over here. He says and he's busy with this. He's seen next tomorrow's ask kasha v'chayev. Like what? Behem is not mechuyev. So he says, Behem is not going to eat anything that the Bailim is Mechayim. That was the problem. The Bailim is Mechayim. He says, that was the problem. And like, Kosbroch, any man with the Kala Ayodah, the Bailah, Shutala Masha, Bailah also lost his law. When the Shemayim, Monua, Behem is Lechol, Shlayevaka, Chalosa, Takala, Bailah. Shouldn't be at the Kala, but not the part of the Chamor itself it was Makbid on eating Dafka Kosher. Just, it's the Baal, the owner, has a Chiev to serve his Behemah. Something that was, and in certain cases, we'll see in the Gemara, if it's first made for Adam, there has to be Gemaisa first. He says, some people ask, why didn't the Chamor take Meiser himself, have a mind, this side, so Pella, the Chamor can have Meiser himself. So this Torah says that it's not really the Chamor himself who's doing this. As far as it relates to the owner of the Chamor, that he shouldn't eat something that's also to feed him. Okay, I'll kapon him, yeah. So this is the Chamor, is makbid, not to eat tab. Is there a chiv to Meiser food that you give, or demai, let's say, that you give to a behemoth? I'll tell you to the Mishnah, halikach lezera. If you buy, this is talking about from Am Aretz, if you buy from Am Aretz tvua for zera, for planting, for behemoth, to give to an animal, the kemach l'oiris, or you're buying flour to soak the leather in it, v'shem l'ner, or oil for a fire, v'shem l'osuch boy, or shem to shmir yourself with, esakelim, not you, esakelim. The halach is, potum ad-mai, what's the pshat? Because even though it's usually chayv and ma'aser smidaraisa, but they weren't goyzer demai, because mistama roiv amayaritz and ma'asrim, roiv amayaritz take off ma'aser, and they're not machmer so much that even when you give it to behemoth, all the zera, and so on and so forth, that you have to take off the ma'aser. But what's kash is, there's no chayv here demai. So to Gemara, hasamit ma'alah, amar aviechim leshanos loichim metchila behemoth. It's only if you buy it metchila for a behemoth. Avalachim metchila adam, if you first buy it for a adam, and nimlech aleim, le behemoth, then you change your mind, and you say, you know what, I want to use it for a behemoth, then chayv la'aser. And that was the case over here. He first bought it for himself, the Ashpiza. It was regular food and sarim he had in the house. So he bought it first for himself. So it's chayiv in Meiser. That was the story of Rav Pinchas Yara's behemoth. But Taya, I'll bring a right from a bryce like this. that if you buy it for yourself, yichayev alekeh peris me'ashuk la'achilo. If you buy peris from the shuk, from the amara, it's for to eat. And then you change your mind and give it to behema. Harezi lo yitun lo yifnei behema. You can't give it to the behema. Lo yifnei behema is chaver elam kein iser. Only if you take off meiser. So this is what the story was here with Rapikas Bira's animal. The question is, there's no chiv demai on food that you buy for the animal. Teresa was not animal food. It was really food that was slated for our Adam and Lamaisa. Then he changed his mind, give it to the behemoth, and therefore it was a chiv maisa, and the behemoth didn't want to eat the mai. So Lamaisa, this is the raya that the behemtum shel tzadikim have a special siyata deshmaya that they won't eat anything that's not gemeiser until they take off meiser, and this is what the Kal V'Chomer was to Tzadikim himself.